Blog Talk Radio.
And now the Chief International Ambassador, Chief Ambassador Dr. Bernard Johnson. Please stand by. Ambassador Hodges, are you here?
Good morning, and God bless each and every one of you all. Yes, I am here. Ambassador Hagan, Chief, will be with us momentarily. We know that we are all getting ready to head to Jacksonville, Arkansas. Some of us are already on our way there, but I'm sure Chief will be coming in, and we will go forward with the prayer line. But let's go ahead and get started, as we always do. Welcome each and every one of you all out there in Radio Land and on Blog Talk Radio to our first fruit prayer line this morning. We're going to open up our prayer line with prayer this morning. If Ambassador Stern is on the line, I'm going to ask if she would take over, please, until our chief signs in on the line. Ambassador Stern, are you on the line? Well, praise the Lord. Let's go forth in prayer. Father God, in the name of Jesus, Lord, we come before you right now, God, thanking you for another opportunity to just thank you. God, we're asking you that you forgive us for all of our sins, those sins of omission and the sins of commission. God, we thank you, thank you, thank you. Thank you, thank you, thank you, God, for all that you've done, for how you've healed the sick. God, we say thank you. God, we thank you for being in the midst of situations and just working it out. Lord, we say thank you. God, we thank you for your protection, for putting your loving arms around us, for grace and mercy. Lord, we say thank you. As we go down, Lord, for the convention to send you up billions of praise, we're asking that you be there with us. Look on those that are traveling. Lord, look on our chief and master. Strengthen his body in the name of Jesus. Look on Ambassador Betty, God. Strengthen and touch her body in Jesus' name. Our mother to the nation. God, we thank you for what you've done, the miracles that have been performed on this line. God, we're saying thank you. Thank you, thank you. And as we open up this broadcast on this day, we're asking that something good, something real, real good happen to somebody. In Jesus' name we pray. Thank God. Amen and amen. God bless all of you all. And do I hear you, Chief?
Yes, I'm here. God bless all of you, and thank you so much for starting us off this morning. Wonderful prayer. Thank God. And thank God for everything that he's done and for every person on the prayer line. This is a wonderful day. I tell you, it is a day you ought to give God praise for. Amen. He woke you up this morning and started you on your way. If you can move your hands, you ought to give him a praise. Feet, or move any of your limbs, and you have activities of your limbs. You ought to be able to give God a praise. Move the slide. Well, thank the Lord. I want to find out, because we want to have a praise check, and I want you all to open your mouths and just at least praise him a while. Amen. Let's do that right now. You ready? Amen. Let's have a praise check in the name of
thank
Jesus.
You,
thank you, Lord.
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 Thank
you, Lord. Thank you, Lord.
Thank you,
Thank you,
Lord.
Thank you, Lord.
Thank you,
Lord. Thank you, Lord.
Thank you, Lord.
Thank you,
Lord.
Thank you,
Lord.
Thank you, Lord.
Thank you, Lord.
Thank you,
Lord.
Thank you,
Lord.
Thank you,
Lord.
Thank you,
Lord.
Thank you,
Lord.
Thank you,
Lord.
Thank you,
Lord.
Thank you,
Lord.
Thank you, Lord. Thank you, Lord. Thank you, Lord. Thank you, Lord. Thank you, Lord. Thank you, Lord. Thank you, Lord. Thank you, Lord. Thank you, Lord. Thank you, Lord. Thank you, Lord. Thank you, Lord. Thank you, Lord. Thank you, Lord. Thank you, Lord. Thank you, Lord. Thank you, Lord. Thank you, Lord. Thank you, Lord. Thank you, Lord. Thank you, Lord. Thank you, Lord. Thank you, Lord. Thank you, Lord. Thank you, Lord. Thank you, Lord. Thank you, Lord. Thank you, Lord. Thank you, Lord. Thank you, Lord. Thank you, Lord. Thank you, Lord. Thank you, Lord. Thank you, Lord. Thank you, Lord. Thank you, Lord. Thank you, Lord. Thank you, Lord. Thank you, Lord. Thank you, Lord. Thank you, Lord. Thank you, Lord. Thank you, Lord. Thank you, Lord. Th
Mother Johnson, would you like to say hello to the people of God? Amen. I'm almost sure I heard her voice. If she's not on there now, she may have just gone to mute. But I tell you, I thank God for her. Thank God for young women like Mother Johnson and all the Mother Johnsons on the phone. Amen. On the prayer line. We have a lot of Mother Johnsons on the prayer line, and it is such a blessing to have seasoned saints. Hallelujah. I admire them. Amen. That's when you can say, I've come this far by faith, leaning on the Lord. Praise God. And we want to give the Lord some praise this morning. And we're going to open the line up with some praise reports. We don't want you to be slowful. Today they jumped in like popcorn, and that was just such a blessing. That's what Ambassador Johnson has been asking for. Just jump in. Praise God. And we know how to yield the line when two or three of us are talking at one time. We know how to yield the line and not waste the time. But we're thanking God this morning for another day, another day's journey. I am packing and I am stacking and I am wrapping things up and getting ready to go to the convention. Praise God. We're enjoying ourselves even before I get there, because I know God got a blessing waiting on me. Praise God for his anointing and of the convention. The convention is already anointed. It's already designed to bless you. It's already designed to manifest the Holy Ghost power and shower down blessings upon the people of God. So we're praising God this morning. It makes me think about the Psalms 133, where it said, behold how good and how it is for brethren to dwell together in unity. And we will be coming together in unity. Praise God and lift up his holy name. It said it's like the precious ointment that ran down Aaron's beard and all the way down his clothes, got on his clothes, his shoes, on the floor. And that's when you know the Lord has anointed your head with oil. And your cup is running over. Glory to God. And you know you got a blessing. Hallelujah. Just from being in the presence of God. Hallelujah. And we're thanking God for all those that are traveling to the convention. We're thanking God, those that have a mind to be there. We want you on next year. Get your plan together. Start pushing back your pennies. I pushed back my pennies this year, and you would be surprised at the little cash I had on hand. Praise God. It was such a blessing to use that savings plan that was given to us at the beginning of the year. So I thank God for it. All right, if you have a praise report, jump in there. Thank God for you this morning. Anyone have a praise report?
Good morning. Good morning, Saints.
Morning.
Good morning. This is Mr. Johnson in Texas, area code 325. I just praise God this morning for my life, health, and strength. Thank God for the activity of my limbs and being closed in my right mind. Truly, I thank God because he is such a good God, and he keep on doing great things for me. I just want to give the praise report that, you know, several times I've asked you to remember my daughter and granddaughter, and truly God is doing great things for them. I was just so blessed to see them on this past Sunday being active with their gifts. And, you know, just I always knew the enemy wanted to stop them. But I thank God because of the prayers of the saints that the Lord has blessed them. And I was just so motherly proud to see them on this past Sunday being active in the gifts that God has given them. And I just want you to know, I thank you for the prayers. For I know the effectual, fervent prayer of the righteous do avail much. Continue to pray for me and my husband, and I'll continue to pray for you. And I know that you're going to have a blessed time in this conference. And then I'm looking for next year, God willing, that I'll be able to join you. God bless you.
Amen. We will be looking for you. Mother Johnson. God bless you and your family. Praise God. We know it was exciting for you to see your grandchildren operating under the anointing and praising God. It's always a blessing when your grandchildren bless the Lord. Praise God. Because so many nowadays, they're not doing it. I mentioned on the youth prayer line last night how we had like five killings in just a couple of days. They even set one on fire, beat him, shot him, and then set him on fire in broad daylight on the sidewalk. And, you know, it's time to come together and pray. Time to come together and seek God. And I know that if we weren't on here praying day and night, night and day, noonday, evening, morning, and I know if we weren't praying, the enemy would come in, and he would sup with us. He would be the one telling you what to do and pass him a piece of bread and a piece of meat. So we just want to let God know how much we appreciate him by blessing his name and exalting him in our praise report. Who has the next praise report? God bless you.
God bless you, Dr. Pfeiffer. This is Mother Wilson. I am happy to be on the prayer line this morning, and I'm grateful for the prayer line, and God bless Dr. Johnson, Mother Betty, everybody that's on the prayer line. I'm just so happy for the prayers that was prayed for me. I was able to make the trips that I had asked y'all to pray for me for the Women's Convention. I went there, and I enjoyed that. And on last weekend, I was able to go and visit my mother of 103 years old. I was so happy to see her. She seemed like she was just over and just out. But when I told her who I was, her face just lit up. And I just thank God, because it's good to spread sunshine to somebody and to help somebody along the way. And that's exactly what I plan to do. You continue to pray for me, and I expect to see y'all in the prayer convention.
My God, praise God. Amen. We will definitely be looking for you, Mother Wilson, and hope that everything go according to the will of God, where you are blessed to be able to be there and be present in the blessings. Amen. Oh, someone else.
Amen. Looking forward to it.
All right. God bless you. Jump in there.
Amen, Sister Peterson. Do you want to go on the prayer line? I think praise God for another day. Then I'll tune again on the line. I couldn't get on the line last night for you. I couldn't get on, so I think praise God that this morning I'm about to be able, but I might have to get on because it's done and I need you, so I mean, I'd be on for the rest of it. I thank you, praise God. Please keep me. I thank you, praise God. I was trying to help us from resident in Texas. And I didn't text any call in to authority. They ain't text me, let me know that it's all right. And I thank God. And I continue to bless and pray for everyone on the prayer line. That the one God to come back, that you all have a blessed Holy Ghost time.
Praise God. Thank God for you, Mother Sister Peterson. Thank God for that praise report. All right, someone else can jump in there. Anyone else want to give God some glory? This is the day the Lord has made. We should be glad and rejoice in it.
This is Sister Linda from Salt Lake City.
God bless you.
801. I just thank the Lord for letting me see a day that wasn't promised to me. Hallelujah. I just thank him. And I just want to thank him because I had a fall the other day and I'm still hurting some. But I just thank God, you know, for that, you know, for the pain that I can feel, because some people be in pain and can't feel it. But I just thank the Lord. And I know that he's healing me, you know, and I'm just thanking him. I'm saying yes to you, Lord. Hallelujah. Yes to you, Lord, because I know he's healing my body. And I just want to thank y'all for praying for me yesterday. Hallelujah. I just thank the Lord. I can't thank him enough. So I'm just asking y'all, I'm with y'all in the convention in spirit. But next year, I do want to make it to the convention. I do want to make it. So just keep me in your prayers, and I'll be keeping y'all in my prayers.
God bless you so much for that. We do appreciate that, and we will look forward to seeing you there next year. Praise God. Yes. Making a list, and we're checking it twice. We're going to find out who come to see and hear Jesus Christ. Amen. We've come to bless his name. The song,
yes.
I don't know what you come to do, but I come to praise his name. We're going to praise his name. And we will send up some blessings and praises for those that are not there. Praise God. Someone else has a praise report.
This is Sister Jolene Garnett, 773. God bless you. The Lord is my shepherd, and I shall not want. I thank God for this first fruit prayer line. Thank God for the ambassador, Dr. Johnson, Mother Johnson, and First Lady Betty. I just thank God for everyone that's on the first fruit prayer line, and God has truly, truly have been blessing me ever since I've been on the first fruit prayer line. I get up every morning at 4:30 looking forward for the first fruit prayer line, and it is ultra awesome, good to me. And I thank him for how he woke me up this morning, clothed me in my right mind, and I'm saved and I'm sanctified and baptized with the Holy Ghost. Did nobody tell me that I was healed? I know for myself, and that is a good thing. Some people make a mistake when they tell you that you're healed, but I know for myself that God has really baptized me with the Holy Ghost. And I thank God for you, Ambassador Dr. Pfeiffer. You be blessed, and you all have a wonderful, wonderful, wonderful blessed day today. I love each and every one. God bless.
We love you too, Sister Garnett, with that little soft voice of yours. We just love you. Praise. We know when you start talking, everybody has to listen. Stop looking, listen, because your voice is so soft, and it never gets any stronger, but you say some powerful things, and to God be glory. So what he has done and instilled in you, praise God for you. Amen. Someone else, we're going to do praise reports. You guys may as well get them ready. Be prepared for your praise reports. Amen. Unless you want me to preach to you. If you want the preaching, we have a lot of preachers on the line this morning. Ambassador, you there? Amen. I know she might be driving or might be at work. And
God
she
bless you. Good morning.
Good morning. Go.
All right, this is Ambassador Gina. I thank God that the 2015 convention is here. Thank God for the journey, and I'm thanking God in advance for the results. I'm looking for a high time in the Lord. I'm going to Jacksonville looking for a blessing. I don't plan to leave there the same way I came, in Jesus' name. I thank God for everything that he's done for me in my life. I thank him for all his blessings, and he just keep on, keep on, keeping on. And I thank God for that. Thank God for the strength in my body, how he just gave me the strength that I need to accomplish the things that I had to do, not only in my daily life, but in my prayer life with the First Fruit Convention. I thank God for how he blessed it. I, again, am looking forward to a high time. I'm thanking God for those of you that want to be there this year, that are not there this year, but I'm believing God for you that we will see you next year. God bless you and pray for us as we leave out this morning, headed to Jacksonville. Pray I'll travel mercy. God bless you, Ambassador Pfeiffer.
Bless you, Ambassador Gina. While you're on there, give them that information again, the contact to the hotel again. Praise God. We might have someone that's been blessed at the last moment to come up with enough finances to make it there. Give them that information if you have it, please.
All right, if you come up with it to make it there, we're going to be staying at the Wingate by Wyndham Hotel right there in Jacksonville, Arkansas. The Wyndham, and I think it's on Commercial Drive. If you're coming for one night, two nights, however many nights, and you're going to need a room, you may call the hotel at 501-753-4880. I'm going to double check that number, but please, you can call and just tell them that you want a room in the First Fruit Block. And again, that is Wingate by Wyndham Hotel. Tomorrow night, we're going to kick off tomorrow night, Thursday night, with our very own Ambassador Prophetess Gail Stitt and Pastor Daryl White. They will be kicking off Thursday night service, the opening night of the convention. Then on Friday morning, our guest speaker will be the Superintendent Hellam. He will do our morning service. Now, keep in mind, those of you out there on the First Fruit Prayer Line, that we will still be airing live every morning and probably again on the blog line at night. So we will keep you updated on what's going on. On Friday morning, we will have, Superintendent Hellams. Please forgive me. Then on Friday night is our Chief Ambassador's Night, Chief Ambassador Dr. Bernard Johnson, where he will be elevated to the bishopship. We're expecting a high time in the Lord in that consecrated service. Then on Saturday morning is our prayer breakfast. It's not too late. For those of you that may not attend but want to support this event, you may still do so. And you can send your ticket or just give us a call. The office number will not be answered. However, if you want to go ahead and pay for a ticket for someone and put the money in the mail, you may give me a call at 571-337-7246 and just say, Sister Gina, I can't be there, but I want to support the cause. Tickets are $25, but even if you don't have $25, if anything you want to give to support this event on Saturday morning. Then on Saturday night, we're in for a big treat. Our very own chief will be bishop by then. Dr. Bernard Johnson will be on a live concert. All are invited to take part of this in our one-night revival. We're focusing on the youth. The youth will be participating in this event, and we just want to come out and support this event. What a great way, a one-night revival. And those of you that have been to our last two conventions know that those revivals are fire. Sunday morning, we'll be again at the EMC Church, where the bishop James and Dr. Cynthia Bolden will be our hosts. That's Evangelistical Ministries for this 2015 conference. And it's my understanding that he will be in charge of the service on Sunday. So come on out. Come on out. Even if you drive down for a day or two, it's a nice little drive. Just get out and get some fresh air and get a blessing at the 2015 First Fruit Convention. And again, for those of you that need the number to the Wingate by Wyndham, that number is 501-753-8660. Again, that's 501-753-8660. God bless you, Ambassador Pfeiffer, and I'm turning it back over to you.
All right. Nobody can do it like Ambassador Gina. She sounds like she's one of the stewardesses on the airplane giving the announcement. So if you're on an airplane, you know it's time to pay attention. And she name there. Amen. He should be able to get it wherever he is. If you just have something you want to be a blessing and you said, oh, it's too late. No, it's never too late. We can receive the offering at any time, and it will help with the cost of the convention. And as she said, Friday night, Saturday night, the one-night revival, you know the good time we have on here when we have that revival at the end of the month. You know how God blessed. come out and see some of the people that have been speaking into your life, praying over you, praying for your children, your grandchildren, praying for your mother and your sisters and your brothers. Come out and see those people. Hallelujah. You'd be surprised at what Ambassador Stern looked like, or even myself. You'd be surprised to see, hallelujah, the people of God praying over your life. Ambassador Spitz, you wouldn't think that she looked like she looked. Just come. Make it your business. If you're part of First Fruit family, family sticks together. We're closer than brothers. Amen. So make sure you get there. Make your plans for this year or next year. But whatever you do, please come out. Now, I know you've had time to get your praise reports together, and some of you might be saying, no, I'm waiting on the prayer request. We might not get to that. God might just heal and bless and deliver, even in the praise report. Praise God. So if you are here and you have a praise report for God, let us know. All the people that we have prayed for down through the years, I have a journal, and I have pages and pages and pages of kin people, relatives, friends, and probably some of your enemies that we have prayed for, and God has turned them around and changed things in their lives. Let us know about it. Let us know what God is doing, how he is blessing. Praise God. I get calls all through the day, all through the day. Pray for this, pray for that. And God is moving, God is blessing. So we want to hear from you. All right, we are yet doing the praise report. Who will be the next one to give God the glory?
Good morning. This is Ambassador-elect Bernita, area code 616. I praise God from whom all blessings flow. I thank the Lord for yet being in the land of the living, saved, sanctified, and filled with the Holy Ghost. I just thank God because God is my everything. Without him, I can do nothing. Without him, I would fail. And I just praise God. I'm still thanking God for bringing in my mom's luggage last week or week before last. But it was approximately 2 weeks ago, I guess, Thursday. And God can do anything. I talked to many different people, and they were saying do this, that, and the other. But prayer is what brought the luggage in. Thank you, and God bless you.
Praise God. Prayer brought it in. Prayer. Hallelujah. Praise God. Thank you so much for that, Ambassador-elect Bernita Frierson. God, you're absolutely right. Prayer brought it in. No, the airplanes didn't do it. The airline didn't do it. Prayer did it. Prayer located that luggage and brought it in. I've had my luggage lost on the plane and spent a whole week out of town without my luggage. They brought it to me when I returned home, just like it was when I packed it and left home. So I thank God for preserving it and keeping it where nothing was missing. So I praise God for that. But God set it up where I was well taken care of when I was out of town. And I give God the glory. I met people that I had never met before that says, let me take you shopping. One lady took us to a little boutique. The clothing in there was $300 and $400 an outfit. And she told the lady, she said, let them have what they want and put it on. Charge it to me. I'll take care of it. And I never seen this lady, never met her, and haven't heard from her since. I tried to call and thank her. After I was home, couldn't contact her. So I know it was God. Praise God. I ran from airport to airport looking for my luggage. Wherever they said it was, that's where I went to look. It was never there. But God had it in reserve for me. So praise God. Another praise report. Come on. Someone else have a praise report.
Good morning.
Good morning.
This is Sister Ernestine Riley, area code 773.
God,
oh, give thanks unto the Lord, for he is good, and his mercy endures forever. I want to thank God, first of all, for waking me up this morning, for watching over us all night long, kept us safe, woke me up early, I mean really early this morning. I was able to pray, get myself together for the prayer line, and I thank God for the mind to even be on the prayer line, because truly, since I have been on the prayer line, I have been blessed. And I'll tell you, when we are taught to give God praise and to thank him, it works. Telling God, just thank, not asking for anything, but just thanking him. And I have learned with my giving thanks, a lot of things I have not had to ask for. God just gives them to me. And I just want to thank God also for my family being with me this summer. And he blessed our going out. We did a lot of traveling, and God blessed us. And my son got ready to go back home to back to his home in Japan on Monday, and couldn't go because the weather was just you know how the weather was here on Monday. So he got ready to leave out on yesterday, and the report was that when they got to Japan, that the weather was going to be bad there. I texted him back and I told him, "Don't worry about the weather. When you get there, it is well." And I want to thank God for giving them a safe trip. And as the Lord gave me, the weather was good. So I thank you all. I thank God for, first of all, for everybody that's on the prayer line. I thank God. Because it gives us an opportunity to pray for one another. I call it my second family. And you all continue to pray for me.
God bless you, Sister Raleigh. Weren't you at the 2013 convention?
Yes, I was. Yes.
Amen. Mm-hmm. Missed you last year, but I hope next year we'll be able to see you once again. God bless you.
Thank you.
And thank God for blessing and covering your son to make it from here all the way to Japan. That's not a short flight, and we just praise God for that and praise God that he has a praying mother. And we just thank God because prayers are answered on this prayer line. And I would like to encourage everyone and anyone, please don't leave because of what the enemy does or what the enemy say to you, because the enemy whispers to all of us. But we have to rebuke him. Don't let the enemy tell you you need sleep more than you need to be on the prayer line. Because when it comes to sleep, sometimes he will cause you to oversleep and not let you be on the prayer line. But we want to wake up with the mind staying on Jesus. We want him to wake up glorifying God, because the enemy comes to hinder. And if he wake you up and you haven't been on the prayer line and given God the first fruit, amen, the enemy come in, and he will come in like a flood. And he will lift up every he will lift up every stronghold he can and have you looking at it to see what he has done. But I tell you, the song says, look what God has done. Amen. And that's what we want to continue to focus on. Keep your eyes on the blessings. Keep your eyes on the miracle. Keep your eyes on God's healing, his anointing, and what he's doing in our lives and in our children's lives, how he is blessing and anointing and healing us. Praise God. You never heard of so many miracles until you joined the prayer line. Yes, we go to the hospital and the nursing home and see what's taking place in these other areas. But when it comes to the prayer line, God bless, heal, and deliver. Glory to God. He's even set us free of some of the bondage that the enemy captures us with. He ties us down. He shackles us down. But the blood of Jesus is covering us through First Fruit Family. And I'm like you. This is a family. So we want to keep it together and keep God in the midst of it. So God bless you and thank God for you. Amen. And we just want to hear. Oh, give us more praise reports. You might not get a chance to give it at the convention, but you can give it right now. So God bless you. Anyone else have a praise report? Jump in. Amen. You all want me to call some names? Amen. God bless you. I would like for Sister Garnett, are you there?
Yes, ma'am.
Could you say a word of prayer for Mother Franklin and Evangelist Scroggins and Sister Lily Mays.
Okay. Father God, in the name of Jesus, God, we come to you this morning, Lord, giving you all the thanks, honor, and praise. We just want to thank you, thank you, thank you, thank you, thank you, thank you, thank you. Lord, we lift up the mothers. We lift up Mother Franklin, Lord. We lift up Mother Friesen.
Scroggins. Amen. Mother Scroggins and Sister Lily Mays.
And Sister Lily Mays, Lord, touch their heart, Lord. Lord, keep their heart encouraged, Lord. Supply all of their needs, Lord. Heal their bodies up, Lord, in the name of Jesus. Make a way out of no way for them right now, in the name of Jesus, God. Lord, we lift up Mother Johnson, God, a special anointing over Mother Johnson. All the mothers, Lord, we encourage them even more, Lord. In the name of Jesus, God, just help us even more. And Satan, the Lord rebuke you right now in the name of Jesus. No weapon formed against these shall prosper. In Jesus' name, Father, we thank you for this first prayer line, Lord, in the name of Jesus, God. And the ones that's going to the convention, Lord, keep them covered under the blood, Lord. Let traveling mercy be upon them even the more in Jesus' name. Have your way. Have your way, have your way, have your way with us right now in the name of Jesus, God. Lord, we stand before you, ask you to forgive us for anything we did or said that wasn't pleasing to you right now in the name of Jesus, God. Keep us with a clean heart right now in the name of Jesus. Lord, bless us even more with compassion and concern about one another in Jesus' name. Lord, we just want to thank you, thank you, thank you, thank you, thank you, thank you, thank you. A special touch for Dr. Ambassador, Dr. Johnson, and Lady Betty right now in the name of Jesus, God. Each and every one that's on this church group prayer line, Lord, keep their heart encouraged, Lord. Touch, 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 touch. Deliver, 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 and set free. Father, I ask you to keep the back door closed on our miracle blessings, each and every one right now in the name of Jesus. God bless you. In Jesus' name, we forever give the praise. Bless, 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 bless. In Jesus' name. Amen.
Oh, praise God. Praise God. Praise God. Praise God for that wonderful prayer. Amen. Mother Wilson, are you still there? God bless you. Are you still there, Mother Wilson?
Yes, I am. Yes, I am.
Can you send up a prayer for Sister Peterson? Mother and Mother Digby and Sister Linda Forshee.
Give me those names again. Sister Peterson.
Sister Peterson, Mother Digby, and Sister Linda. She had a fall. Sister Linda, Digby, and Peterson.
All right.
Amen.
Father, in the name of Jesus, this morning we come to you. We ask you for forgiveness, and we're asking you to look on us and count us worthy in your name. We ask you to look on Sister Peterson and bless her, oh God, for the things that has happened and whatever that you see fit that you need in her life. God, I know that you are a God that never fail. You told us to ask and it shall be given. We are seeking you that we will find what you will have for us. Oh, God, we ask you to look on her today, bless her at her knees, and supply her every need in the name of Jesus. Look on Sister Digby, Lord. We know that you see every one of us. We know the call, the request. And, God, look on her now and bless her in the name of Jesus. We believe the word because he said, ask and it shall be given. Lord, we're asking you for them today. We're asking you for Sister Linda. Give them the strength that they need to keep going on and the mind that they need to keep believing in you and trusting in you. Faith, oh God, that once that was delivered unto the saints, let it be delivered unto them, oh God. Increase our faith, all of our faith, that we will be able to do what you would have us to do and to believe that you can do it and look forward to it.